Shalom Aleichem. Okay, here we are, post Lag BaOmer. We're in the second part of the Sfira, on our way to Shavuos, and it's time, I think, to see what Chazal has to say about this time period. The Gemara Megillah says as follows. It says, Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikin Lehem Li Yisrael, Shiyukorim Klalos Shebetoros Kohanim Korim Atzeres. Even when there was a time that the entire Torah was only completed after 3 years, not in a one-year cycle like we do, the Chazal Mesakein that prior to Shavuos, Atzeres, the Klolos, otherwise known as the Tochacha, in Parshas Buchel Kosai, should be read. Vishbe Mishnah Torah, Korim Rosh Hashanah. And the same Tochacha, this time not from Sefer Vayikra, but rather from Sefer Dvorim, Parshas Kisavo, should be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. My time, says the Gemara, what's the reason for this? Am Rabbaye, says Abaye, Vitam Rosh Lakish said it. Let the year complete with its klolos. Okay, and we'll start now afresh with bracha. Again, this doesn't mean, you know, let's say good riddance chalila to bad rubbish, but rather, if there have been, and, right, we know, there have been difficult times, they're a function, those klolos are there in order to bring us back to the world of bracha. They're not just empty punishments, etc., but they're meant to bring us back to the world of bracha. So therefore we say, before we start a new year, let us, as it were, take leave of the klolos and hopefully begin a new year with bracha. Okay. Once again, the purpose of the klolos is to bring us back to the world of bracha. Ask the Mar Vishlama, it's all fine and dandy, Shiv Mishnah Torah, Ika, Kadesh Tech Lashana V'klolos. We understand why Rosh Hashanah, right, is a reason to read the Klolos, to read the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavol, Rosh Hashanah's beginning of the year. But Atzeres, right? Oto Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, is Atzeres indeed Rosh Hashanah? In, says the Gemara, Atzeres is nami a Rosh Hashanah. Titznan u Atzeres al Piros Ilan. That we know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that there are different Rosh Hashanah during the year. And the Rosh Hashanah of the Peiros Ilan, of the fruits of the trees, is on Shavuos. Okay, why should this be different than, let's say, Pesach, which is the time of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah with regard to Tefuah, with regard to grain? So we'll see. Says Reb Tzorek, Machshavas Chalutz, the Vatzeres. Atzeres al Piros Ilan, va'adam eitz hasodeh v'zochel hashpa'as Piros l'minehu. Adam is the eitz hasodeh, right? So we know from Sefer Dvarim also. Ki adam eitz hasodeh. Adam is compared to a tree of the field. V'nikra atzeres, and Shavuos is called atzeres, loshon atzira uklita, where things are gathered together. They're put together. They're now consolidated. She'azu klitas hazriya sheba Pesach. And as the seeds were sown at Pesach time, and now the seeds are able to blossom, as it were. In other words, the lesson that was learned at Pesach time, and that lesson that was learned at Pesach time has now reached a certain degree of maturity. Da'az ha'isa ascholas hashpa, da'az ha'shifcha layam. What are we talking about Hashpa here? We're talking about Hashem giving us the ability to be able to come into contact with Him, to be able to recognize Him, to be able to live a conscious life. So at Pesach time, between the Eser Makos and sort of the conclusion, as the Reb Tzorek cites, of Kriyas Yamsuf, where it says, even a lowly Shivcha, a person who was not involved in deep thoughts under normal circumstances, etc., She's busy with taking care of very mundane affairs. She's not even a full-fledged Jewess. But she saw on the Yam. She saw on the Yam. She saw at Yam Suf. She saw Zaykeli Vanveu. She saw as a vision. Right? She had the vision of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guiding the world. Say Chazal, even greater than that which Yechezkel saw in his Ma'aseh Merkava. The Jewish people experienced that level of vision. Aval, says the Reb Tzadok, Aval hayaderech re'iyah levad v'lo b'kinyin. They saw it, but didn't become part of it. Ki adayin lo niklat ha'kedusha. All the kedusha was not yet consolidated. To be kayom b'lev, to be lasting in the heart, l'omead shlo yimot, that she remained indelibly imprinted upon our hearts, upon our souls, upon our minds. Right? Rakasaga lefishah. It was a fleeting moment of incredible clarity, but it wasn't yet consolidated inside of us. V'chein kol shefa mizoni. So too also, in the agricultural cycle, there's ashpo l'shah, sheish bo chai ashah, v'achach chozel ravona. You eat. They give you the food. You eat. It satisfies your hunger. But then your hunger returns. V'ashein kein bane. Right? We're talking about Peros Ha'ilan, fruits of the tree. The next generation, as it were. Fruits of the tree. The fruits of our Torah. The fruits of our connection with the Torah. Not just seeing the glory of Hashem at Yam Suf, but He gives us the Torah. Kaviyachal Klal Yisrael becomes married to the Ribono Shel Olam. We become the vehicle for revealing His presence in the world. This is through the Jewish people, as they bring more children into the world on a biological level to continue the heritage, and more deeply, in that now we've received the Torah, we can bear those fruits in our daily lives, our individual lives, our collective lives, our historical lives. The Jewish people now will bear fruit. And that is a lasting, an everlasting, a non-ending legacy. And this takes place, as he says, Ayidi Ha'isha, Shehizkin Lo Binyan Adiyad. This is true on an individual level, on a marital level, that the husband and wife together, etc., are blessed, God willing, and bring future generations into the world. But on a deeper level, again, right, we, the Jewish people, are now the bearers of Hashem's revelation within this world, and we produce peros. That's regardless whether we're married or not married. We bring peros into the world, the peros of transforming what appears to be mundane life into eternity through the way we think about it, look at it, speak about it, act about it, react to it. It transforms all of the events of life into eternity. Pesukim here we have, show us, as it says in Yechezkel, Umoldasayach v'yom huledet osach. Right? We were born, this is a reference to Mitzrayim. The Pesukim over there in Yechezkel, in Perek Tezayin, didn't cite them all over here, the Pesukim that you say in Leil HaSeder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over us when we were naked at that time. Naked, not just meaning that at the fact that at the time of birth we were naked, but also we were naked without mitzvos. Talking about the time of birth. The umbilical cord has not yet been cut. You've not been washed, right? Your skin has not been prepared. You've not been diapered. In contrast to Shir HaShirim, we were born in Mitzrayim. In Shir HaShirim we got married. Tzen Arena B'not Zion, nations of the world, come see. Bamelech Shlomo, the king, Melech Shlomo, Melech Shasholom Shalom, say Chazal, the king to whom all peace belongs. And the crown that he received, B'yom Chasim Aso, on the day of his marriage, B'yom Sim Chas Libo, the day of his rejoicing. The day of his marriage is Matan Torah. So again, Ezra instituted the reading of the Klolos of the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai, prior to Shuas, because we want to start off with Shuas on the right foot. We say, Tich Lashana V'Kilol Oseh, let the year end with its klolos. The klolos, which were a result of our abrogating or abdicating on our responsibility, right, to be the vehicle for revealing Hashem's presence within the world. Through reading the klolos, we wish to achieve a rebalancing, a return to be worthy of the brachos, when we in fact have accepted this job description properly and follow through on it, of being the vehicle that reveals Hashem's presence in the world. But let's look at this a little bit more deeply. The Medrash says, "Im b'chukosai t'ilechu." Let's look at the side of bracha, because again, the whole purpose of the klala, the whole purpose of when things go haywire, and God forbid, difficult times come upon us, is only to return us to the balance, right? To return us to the homeostasis, I should say, of bracha between us and the world. Im b'chukosai t'ilechu. Says the Medrash, Hu dichsiv chshavti drachai vashiv raglai el eid osecha. David HaMelech says, I thought about my paths, and then I brought my feet to your edus, to your testimonials. What does that mean? Says the Medrash. Amar David, Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chliyom v'yom hayisi mechashiv omer l'mokam ploni l'vayis beis dira plonis ani holech. Every day, says David HaMelech, I thought to myself, I go to this place, I go to this house. And instead, my feet brought me to the Bate Knesset, the synagogues, the Bate Midrashos, into the study halls. That's what the end of the pasuk means, and my feet brought me el edvecha to your testimonials. So oftentimes this is understood in a sensibly fairly superficial. What do we actually think? He's telling us here, you know, Hashem is just unbelievable what he does for me. It's so clear. I really want to go to the pool parlor, right? I really want to go to the pool. I want to go to the arcade, right? I wanted to go, whatever. I want to go someplace, you know, what it's called. Yeah, it doesn't have to be necessarily. I'm going to go anywhere. But you know what? My feet, I don't know. They're not attached to what my mind was thinking. My feet took me to the shul. My feet took me to the base of Medrash. Isn't that unbelievable? Wow. If we think that's what that means, right? The David HaMelech is telling us that he intended to go to the pool parlor, and instead his feet took him to the base of Knesset, or the base of Medrash, right? I think we need to perhaps maybe right tighten this right on the spot that it occupies between our shoulders. I don't think David HaMelech is coming to tell us that. Of what use would be there for us? Hashem is not going to do that for us. And aside from the fact, what does it mean? He had no Bechira? Right? He went through an Avera? Or something par of you? And Hashem said, no, I'll take the base measures, I'll take the base of the Knesset. So this is Fasemis. The Medrash, Shavti Drachaim, B'chol Yom, Ha'isi Mechashiv L'mokom Ploni, L'dir Ploni, Sani Holech, V'yoraglai Mevios, Osi, etc. B'chol Dovar, V'chol Mokom Yeshchius Hashem Yisborach. This is a theme of the Sfas Emes. He goes over this over and over and over and over again. It is, though, a fundamental in approach to life. Every place, every object, every experience has within it the will of Hashem. It may be covered over sometimes in an incredible number of layers that hide that presence of Hashem there. But everything, it cannot be any other way. Hashem wills and therefore things be. So therefore every object, every experience, every relationship, be they pleasant, or Hashem spare us always, not so pleasant, there is the will of Hashem that is there, which needs to be unlocked and revealed. And the method through which it is unlocked and revealed is through our Bnei Yisrael, when we come into contact with it, either communally or individually, right? Come into contact with it, we have the capacity to unlock, reveal the Ratzon of Hashem. It could be, right? We're not privy always, let's say, let's talk for just a moment, right? Difficult circumstances. We're not maybe privy to what ultimately this is about. But certainly, right, our reaction to it, our acceptance, as painful as it might be, we're not coming to dispel the pain. I don't have the capacity to do that, right? But the acceptance of it, that Hashem's will is ultimately leading everything towards the good, that has unlocked at least one level, right, of Hashem's will in that event, in that object, in that experience, in that relationship. It has unlocked it. It has revealed its that aspect of its light. The day will come, indeed, with the coming of Mashiach, Be'ezer Hashem, B'mehera B'yameinu, and certainly in Olam Haba, where all of the deepest, deepest light will be revealed. A joyous light, but we don't have the capacity to reveal that yet. But the world of understanding that it's Hashem's will, and that all of Hashem's will is always going towards the good, always is good, whether we experience it that way in our world of senses or not, that's the level of light that we can unlock. So therefore, when David HaMelech says, right, Umasha Adam Nikra Mahalech, people are called, they walk the earth, right? We stride the earth. Avraham Avinu's whole life is all about Lech Lecha. From the time of Lech Lecha, Me'artzacha, Me'ladzacha, Be'beis Avicha, El Aretz Asher Ha'eka, up into and including and beyond even the ultimate Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha El Eretz Moria, the time of the Akedah. Masha Adam Nikra Mahalech Lios Moshech Yusa Yisbara V'chol Dover V'chol Mokom Kanal Al Yidei HaMachshava Kodem Kol, right? Dover Al Yidei Zeh Yuchal Lemtso Nekuda Mitis Shevachol Dover. If I know that that is the reason why I'm here, is to unlock, to reveal, to be a vehicle for revealing Hashem's presence in it, then indeed I will do that. And that's what David Melech wanted to do. His feet bringing him to the Beis HaKnesses and to what he called the Beis HaMedrash, where a function of the fact is that a person must maintain his connection, first of all, to Klal Yisrael, that realizes that he is a part of Klal Yisrael, and that Klal Yisrael has a big picture, and he has one part of that big picture, but his friend, who may not necessarily be his cup of tea, as we'll see in a moment, he may not be his cup of tea, but he also has a part in the picture. He also has a part in the picture. And the Beis HaMedrash is necessary, because in order to understand, what am I supposed to do with this? I need to know Torah. Different types of Torah. Different types of Torah for different types of people. Right? In order to be able to unlock the will of Hashem, the Torah that lies embedded in this experience, object, etc. And therefore, he calls it Eid Vosecha. Right? Because now, once I've gone to the Beis HaMedrash, I want to go take do this. This is my Ratzon. My Ratzon is to live life in such a fashion, such a conscious fashion, where I should be the vehicle that reveals Hashem's presence in everything that happens to me, everything that I do, in every way that I relate, etc. Eid Vosecha, Eid Vosecha, testimonials. I'm going to testify that the Ratzon Hashem is here. Again, different circumstances require different sort of reactions. But they have to be built upon Torah. And at the same time also, I must remember that I'm part of a much bigger picture, the picture called Klal Yisrael, as it reveals this. Shetzarek lios orem eid levarer lehaid ki akol mehashem yisbarach kanal. That's what we're meant to do. To reveal that everything is from Hashem. Testify to it. And there you go. It continues. The Hasemis is the Bate Knesses. Right? The place where I become part of a Klal. The Beis HaMedrash, there's a place where I understand what it is that I'm trying to reveal over here. Be it in halacha, be it in reaction to pleasant experiences, hodah, right? Be in reaction, Hashem should spare us from difficult experiences, etc., etc., etc. That's what Chazal also say. Right? I should struggle in Torah. Not just to know Torah, but to know how Torah is meant to be applied. To learn the lessons. There are lessons that are very practically applied. It's called Shulchan Aruch. Right? And then those lessons that are meant to be applied in attitude. Chovos Levavos. Beyond that, so Asemis brings from the Chiddush Arim. Chiddush Arim, his grandfather, taught on that which it says in Avos. Hu aya omer, me'ina nili mili ukeshanila atzmi ma'ani. Yim la'achshavei masai. Everything we said until now, the Chiddush Arim, so Asemis' grandfather, encapsulated in this Mishnah in Avos. Im ein anili mili kishani latzmi ma ani vim lo achshavei masai. Ki kol adam, says the Chiddush Arim, nivra al davar miyuchad, ma she I efshar lo adam acher letaken rak hu. You hear that? Each person was created to reveal something else in this world. No two people are the same. No two people have the same nurture, nature, package. No two people have the same circumstances. We are, as the Shlach says, Yisrael, Yesh, Shishim, Ribo, Osios, Torah. Each one of us has a job description. Each one of us has a different type of revelation vis-a-vis the Torah and its involvement with life, right, to reveal. And so too, right, V'chein kol shah v'shah. Even we find, as it were, the same event repeating itself over and over again, but different times. Each time has a unique, right, role to be revealed. The Henkel Shah Vashah. Right. Vavapichen kishanila atzmi ma'ani. In other words, how's he reading the Mishnah? Who are you? Omer. Imeim anili mili. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, if I don't reveal, right, given my strength, given my weaknesses, my handicaps, my blessings, etc., I don't do my job description. Sometimes my struggle could be my job description. My struggle. Sometimes we see, as it were, we see hurdles in life as blocking us from success. But they're not blocking us. Our struggle with them is part of our success. Im ein anili mili, I can't expect somebody else to do the job description for which I came to this world. Right? Ukeshanila atzmi ma'ani. But if I don't value, right, the lesson of Beis HaKnesses, to gather together the Jewish people, if I don't value that my friend, my compatriot over here, once again, who may not be my cup of tea, I don't want to spend 24/7 with him. But if I don't value that he has a role similar to mine, not necessarily in the absolute content, but the degree of responsibility, given who he is, given his circumstances, given his nature nurture package, what they might refer to as mazel, right? And I shouldn't think, well, I did this already yesterday. Every day, every moment has a new, as it were, revelation that we could bring. So now, the purpose of reading the Klalos is to remind us that this is meant to bring us back to the world of Bracha. This world of Bracha is where we, as it were, face life, live life, right? Taking each moment and trying to translate it into eternity through Torah, through Midos Tovos, through Avoda, through our being Jewish. And each one of us has a different job description. So now, we've talked about this idea before, but I'd like to give it a little bit of application in a few ways. How this finds manifestation in, let's say, just picking two areas. We start off davening every day with Hashem Sosa Tiftach Ofi Yigitil Asechal. I'm thinking right now of three different pirushim as to why this pasuk is chosen. Hashem Sosa Tiftach, Hashem, open my lips. Ofi Yigitil Asechal, I let my mouth say your praise. So the Vadron brings down from Shmuel Bar Chofni Gon that this pasuk is chosen because it starts off not with Hashem Yudke Vavke, which is pronounced Ado followed by Noi, but rather the name Ado followed by Noi, Aleph Dalet, the Shem Aleph Dalet. And he says the difference between them is when it's written Yudke Vavke, right? This is referred to as the Shem HaEtzem, Kov Yochol. Then it means Master of the Universe. But when it's written Aleph Dalet, the Shem Adnus means my Master. As we start Shemona Esrei, my Master, my Master. And we can understand why that's an unbelievable introduction to Shemona Esrei. I'm standing before my Master. Not something so broad that I lose the force for the trees, right? You Master of the Universe, right? And so the Master of my neighbor, right, who keeps on driving over my lawn when he goes into his driveway. Right? My Master. Okay, focus. With Tzadok HaKoyim, when he talks about Hashem Sos HaTivtach V'Kikti Yosech, I'm asking for the name of Hashem that's inside of me. Hashem Adnus. Again, I don't get into the whole discussion of why that's true. As Hashem is inside of me, please, Hashem, I'm asking for your help. Sos HaTivtach V'Kikti Yosech. Help me, right? Help me open my mouth. Your presence is inside of me. I need your help to open up my lips. They should be in sync with your presence inside of me. That's a different approach, right? Are they in conflict with one another? Well, they're certainly not the same approach. But I don't think they're in conflict with one another. Because it really depends on the situation. No two times are the same. One doesn't come to Shemona Esrei. Shachris is not the same as Mincha, it's not the same as Ma'ariv. And my experience from one day to the next, or from one tefillah to the next, is not the same. Sometimes I might need to think about it in the terms of the Avodah. Sometimes I might need to think of it in the terms of Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen. Or sometimes, and again, I didn't see anybody who was mefarshit this way, but it's written, Shem Sos HaTivtach V'Yigitil Asechal, that's in the Perek in Tehillim, that talks about when Nathan HaNavi came to David and confronted him with his sin with regard to Bathsheba. At that point, what could David HaMelech, who's the master of Ruach HaKodesh, felt like? The bottom drops out. You're going from the highest pinnacle, the master of Ruach HaKodesh, the master of Ruach HaKodesh, that's Moshe Rabbeinu is the master of, as it were, of the Mikra. In the world of Halacha, in the world of the Mikra, the world of Chumash, Chamishah Chumashei Torah, David is the master of Ruach HaKodesh through the five books of Tehillim. And now he's gone, Igra Ram, he's gone from the highest roof, as it were, Lebira Mikta, to the deepest bore. He's fallen from the top of Everest into the bottom of Marianas Trench. How empty can you feel? How distant can you feel? And I dare say, at least some of us, right, if you haven't experienced it, so it's not time for true confessions, but whatever. I've certainly felt that. I feel so far away. I beg of you, Hashem, open my lips. I feel so far away. Hashem says, "Tiftach Ofi Yigitil Asecha." All the Pirushim are true. Some are more applicable at some times, others are more applicable at other times. If I'm searching to constantly be a kli, a vessel, for revealing Hashem's presence in all of life's experiences and all of life's occurrences in my contact with different actions, different reactions, different objects, different relationships, if I'm looking to, as it were, reveal Hashem's presence through all of these, I need to be flexible because I'm not always in the same place. My head and heart are not always in the same place. Rather than thinking, oh, right now, today, I'm in a really low point, not like yesterday. It's a lost cause. No, today is a new challenge. This time is a new challenge. I need to think how I'm going to greet this challenge. Because every moment, v'imlo achshav emasai, every moment has an opportunity to it. To be greeted, to be dealt with, not necessarily the same way as the previous moment, and not necessarily the same as the next moment. To live consciously. And let's conclude. In terms of our relationship with Hashem, it says in Tilim Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's Shir Lamalo Sesoinai El Arim Ve'ayin Yibor Zri. Two psukim, right next to each other, psukim Dalet and Hey. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomei Yisrael. And Hashem tzilcha, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha yad minecha. But Tzadok HaKohen asks, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomei Yisrael. Why does it say that? First of all, lo yanum means not to, as it were, to doze. Lit nam nem. To doze. Hashem doesn't doze. That's nice. V'lo yishan. And he will not sleep. He doesn't doze. He won't even. He won't doze. He certainly won't sleep. So if you already told me that Hashem never dozes, so I know he doesn't sleep. Again, these are all anthropomorphisms. Right? We're not talking about Hashem sleeping or dozing in a physical sense. But in other words, when you're dozing, you're not really in contact with anything around you. A little bit in contact. They call your name. Yo, or I'm here. If you're sleeping, that's it. Some people are dead to the world when they're sleeping, right? But if you told me already that Hashem in his Ashgacha is lo yanum, that he's not doesn't doze, he certainly is lo yishan. So why is it necessary to mention it? It says Ritzara because you might think, what is the cause of Hashem being numb? It's not a deficiency in him. It's because we're dozing. If we're not attached, so you might think, he distances himself from us, right? To such a point that he's not there for us, Khalilah. I mean, not totally, but whatever. And what if we're sleeping altogether? That is, spiritually. We're asleep. We're out cold. Maybe then he will distance himself. Says Ritzadok, that's it. He ne lo yonum v'lo yishan shomei Yisrael. He will never cut us loose. Right. He'll never cut us loose. Even if we're being numb, if we're dozing spiritually, as it were, or we're being yoshen, we're sleeping spiritually, he won't cut us loose. He will neither be numb nor yishan, even when we are sleeping. Ah, lest you think it makes no difference. In other words, he'll always be there for me, so it's a free ride. Mm-mm. Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha, the Nefesh HaChaim brings the Medrash. Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha. Hashem is like the tzel of your right hand. As you move your hand, so too the shadow is cast. In other words, what you put in is what you take out. The degree to which you live more consciously is the degree to which Hashem's Hashgacha is more fine-tuned. Hashem is always Mashgiach. Nothing happens that's not his will. If you could use a mushel, you need a tailor to sew the suits on the rack in the department store. That same tailor could moonlight after hours and sew suits tailor-made for every individual. There's always a tailor. One time it's tailor-made, one time he sews it for the people who are living off the rack, etc. It's a long story. I don't think we've sufficiently given it its need. But it's not the time right now. What is the time, though, is to know he won't cut us loose, but at the same time, We have to know that what we put in is what we will take out. Flexibility. Flexibility in our voda. The desire to live consciously. The klolos of Bechukosai I read before Shavuos to tell us that the degree to which we've been detached from living consciously, now is the time to put an end to it. Right? This time period where we go from birth in Mitzrayim to maturity in marriage at Shavuos is a time that we need to focus. Need to focus. To live consciously. Sometimes it's more difficult, sometimes it's less difficult. But every moment has got its own challenge. When it's more difficult, Hashem also understands it's more difficult. But we can't ignore it. The degree to which we rise to the challenge, the degree to which we struggle, that's part of the avoda. Not just a preamble to see if we actually succeed or not. It is part of the avoda. It is part of turning that moment into eternity. So, I think if we ponder this a bit, as we go through Parshas Bahar Bechukosai on our way to Shavuos, and God willing, when Shavuos comes, we'll be prepared to take up the baton, to take up the responsibility, to make the decision to live consciously, right, to the best of our ability. We should start working on it right now. And God willing, Hashem will be mevarach us. As we come into the time period of Hashem judging us on the Peros HaElon, He will give us the ability to be able to come through, and in fact to turn ourselves into trees that produce sweet, sweet Peros, right, in this world and in the next.